Operation Lone Star arrests drug smugglers, seizes millions in drugs. Texas border business, Austin, Governor Greg Abbott, the Texas Department of Public Safety, DPS, and the Texas National Guard continue to work together to secure the border, stop the smuggling of drugs, weapons, and people into Texas, and prevent, detect, and interdict transnational criminal activity between ports of entry. Since the launch of Operation Lone Star, the multi-agency effort has led to over 525,300 illegal immigrant apprehensions and more than 48,300 criminal arrests, with more than 41,700 felony charges. In the fight against the fentanyl crisis, Texas law enforcement has seized over 552 million lethal doses of fentanyl, enough to kill every man, woman, and child in the United States and Mexico combined during this border mission. Texas has decreased illegal crossings into the state by over 86% due to our historic border security mission. Fewer illegal crossings into Texas means fewer migrants to transport to sanctuary cities. Since the start of Texas's transportation program, the state has transported over 12,500 migrants to Washington, D.C. since April 2022, over 45,900 migrants to New York City since August 2022, over 36,900 migrants to Chicago since August 2022, over 3,400 migrants to Philadelphia since November 2022, over 19,200 migrants to Denver since May 2023, over 1,500 migrants to Los Angeles since June 2023. Operation Lone Star continues to fill the dangerous gaps created by the federal government's refusal to secure the border. Every individual who is apprehended or arrested and every ounce of drugs seized would have otherwise made their way into communities across Texas and the nation due to open border policies. Recent highlights from Operation Lone Star. Governor Abbott. Texas continues to crack down on Tren de Aragua. Yesterday on X, formerly known as Twitter, Governor Abbott highlighted Texas's anonymous tip line for anyone to share information on known or suspected Tren de Aragua, TDA, gang members. In September, the governor announced that Texas is offering a reward of up to $5,000 for information leading to the identification and arrest of known or suspected members of TDA who have been or are involved in criminal activity and pose an increasing danger to public safety. Texas will continue to crack down on this violent Venezuelan gang and put these dangerous criminals behind bars. Governor Abbott. Historic border mission holds the line. On Monday, Governor Abbott touted Texas's ongoing mission to protect and defend the state against illegal immigration, deadly drugs like fentanyl, and dangerous criminals. Texas will continue to utilize every available tool and strategy to hold the line in the federal government's absence, including deploying thousands of Texas National Guard soldiers and DPS troopers, building strategic barriers like razor wire and Texas's own border wall, and using advanced drone technology. Governor Abbott. Texas continues progress on border safety. Earlier this week on X, Governor Abbott shared photos showcasing Texas National Guard soldiers reinforcing razor wire border barriers along the Texas-Mexico border. Texas is installing miles of razor wire barriers to deter and repel illegal immigration into our state to keep Texans and Americans safe. Watch. DPS troopers arrest human smuggler, recover two children. A smuggler in a Dodge Charger led DPS troopers on a high-speed pursuit along I-35 in Webb County on Wednesday. The smuggler, Jamie Gonzalez from Laredo, evaded troopers by driving recklessly through parking lots and neighborhoods. After successfully performing a precision immobilization technique, or PIT maneuver, to safely stop the vehicle, troopers discovered 10 illegal immigrants from Mexico crammed in the rear seat and trunk. Among the 10 illegal immigrants were two children, ages 8 and 9 years old. DPS troopers charged Gonzalez with 8 counts of smuggling of persons with the likelihood of serious bodily injury or death, 2 counts of smuggling of persons under the age of 18, evading arrest with the likelihood of serious bodily injury or death, and reckless driving. DPS troopers referred all 10 illegal immigrants to Border Patrol. Watch. DPS arrests teenage illegal immigrant smuggler in Webb County. Last week, DPS troopers were led on a high-speed pursuit by a teenage smuggler driving a Buick Encore in Webb County. The driver, Jesus Gonzalez, a 17-year-old illegal immigrant from Mexico, allowed five illegal immigrants to bail out of the vehicle as he evaded along train tracks. Gonzalez went off-road and eventually bailed out of the vehicle toward the brush. After a foot chase, troopers arrested and charged Gonzalez with evading arrest and smuggling of persons. All five illegal immigrants from Mexico were apprehended and referred to Border Patrol. DPS arrests three illegal immigrant drug smugglers in Cameron County. The DPS Special Operations Group in Cameron County arrested three illegal immigrants from Mexico as they attempted to smuggle over 150 pounds of marijuana across the Rio Grande River this week. Texas National Guard seizes 85 lbs of narcotics. This week in Brownsville, Texas National Guard soldiers and airmen working on Operation Lone Star assisted law enforcement partners in the seizure of approximately 85 pounds of narcotics valued at about $85,000. A Texas National Guard brush operations drone team identified a small group of illegal immigrants near the Rio Grande River. Law enforcement seized three large bundles of narcotics and arrested three illegal immigration. Texas drone teams turned back large groups of illegal immigrants. A Texas National Guard drone team assisted ground units and law enforcement in stopping several large groups of illegal immigrants from entering the state from Mexico this week. The drone teams conduct search and identify missions along the Rio Grande River around the clock. As the drones patrol the skies above the Texas-Mexico border, the advanced optic system scans large areas and allows the operators to see illegal crossing attempts and other criminal activity. Watch. Texas National Guard soldiers repel illegal immigrants via water. The Texas National Guard brush riverine team takes to the river to detect and deter any illegal or suspicious activity happening along the border. Sergeant Asuncion Munoz, brush riverine team leader for Task Force East, discusses how the platoon deploys every night to apprehend illegal immigrants and stop criminal activity. "It opens your eyes to what really goes around where you live," said Sergeant Munoz. "It really boosts morale when you are there doing the job and accomplishing the goal. It makes me proud to be serving my community." Operation Lone Star's Brush Riverine team continues night patrols of the Rio Grande River to stop illegal immigration and criminal activity between ports of entry.